The story of the site continues. We move to the office of Dr. Extra, who is about to see a colleague. Scene opens with Dr. Extra sitting at his desk. He is perusing papers and looking at porn on his cell phone. His secretary breaks the silence.
Doctor, your 5 o'clock appointment is ready.
Yes, sir.
Startled, Dr. Extra hides the phone.
Send him in.
Dr. May enters, struggling to hide his face.
Dr. May, thank you for coming in.
Sure.
Let's begin with a provocative, rhetorical question, just to break the ice.
Why not?
Have you paid your pussy bill?
Paid my pussy bill? I've never bought pussy in my life.
Let's move on. I understand you're in a psycholinguistic crisis over the word nigga.
Hate that word.
Do you understand nigga is a $1 billion word thanks to the hip-hop generation?
I don't give a damn how many billions it's worth. I'm not going to use it.
You do realize you are cherry-picking your use of the English language, don't you?
Dr. Extra, it's the only language I know.
Have you ever tried to learn Kiswahili?
No.
Arabic?
No.
Hausa? Yoruba?
Where are you going with this?
I'm suggesting that you get out of the Western psycholinguistic paradigm. In fact, I suggest you consider the African holistic healing model.
What the hell are you talking about? You know damn well how many years it's taken me to become a psychiatrist and get certified by the white man. Are you suggesting I throw all of that away and become a witch doctor?
It could be part of your healing process. Would you consider expanding your healing portfolio? Just chew on it for our next session.
It's difficult to chew, but I will try.
I have some other possibilities for you to consider.
Such as what?
You do believe in harm reduction.
I know about it.
I understand you're a pill popper. And you drink a bit, too.
True.
How about cutting it down a notch or two?
I can try.
Extra good. What about neuroplasticity? Change your environment, change your mind, or change your environment and change your brain cells. When was the last time you had a vacation?
I can't remember.
I suggest you book a cruise.
To where?
Anywhere. Just get the hell out of here.
Wow, Doc. You're putting a lot for me to do.
I got more, but only one more for today.
Oh, surprise.
Calm down.
What else?
Take a swig if you want. Go ahead.
I needed that.
Good. But let's close with the brain and the mind game. Let's transcend psychotherapy and deal with brain therapy. You may be suffering from nutritional deficiency. Consider your brain as hardware and your mind as software.
Mm.
Heal your brain and your mind and ass will follow.
I like that.
Dr. May, I'll see you in 2 weeks, hopefully with a new attitude. By the way, don't forget to pay the lady when you leave.
They stand, shake hands, and Dr. May exits.
Doctor?
Cancel all my appointments for the rest of the day. Make an appointment with Dr. Hare at his soonest availability.
Right away, doctor.
I've had enough of these niggas for the day. They ain't gonna drive me crazy.
You have been listening to Scene 3 of The Psych from San Francisco Recovery Theater, produced in conjunction with HWMS Audio Theater. It features Phoenix Rose as the receptionist, Eric Ward as Dr. May, Jeffrey Greer as Dr. Extra, and Michelle Thomas Hansen as the narrator. It is copyright 2024. It is a work of fiction. Any resemblance between persons living or dead is merely coincidental. Thanks for listening.